Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of Tyrant But Deadly. So far, we've forgotten to do this on air. We have our extra hero points that came through. We had a tie for the extra hero point. I did a roll-off before the session. And the extra one goes to Mike.
Who is the loser?
The loser of the tie?
Yeah.
You. One of the votes that came in for you was listed as Piss Pants.
That makes sense.
And going back to that.
It wasn't me.
Just guessing. That sounds like a very Clay thing to do.
Clay didn't vote for you.
Hi, Piss Pants. How are you doing?
Thanks, David.
So last time, you guys spent more time fighting a fountain or attempting to fight a fountain. Rosvin critically succeeded on pissing himself to try to fight off the thing that wasn't there.
Damn right I did.
Right there in my notes.
I came up with a plan, and no one else followed the plan. So I did the right thing. My ass.
I mean, it wasn't the right plan because it didn't work. All you do is piss yourself.
Yeah, I mean,
so
it did
you didn't
work
do the right thing.
You had to double check, like zombies, dude. You got to trip them.
I feel like the plan was to piss myself, and I critically pissed myself, so I really succeeded at my plan.
You got a point. Didn't work though.
It did.
He pissed himself. It worked.
My boots proved that it did work.
He did, in fact, piss himself.
You're fucking disgusting. Did piss myself. Yeah.
You're definitely helping your cause for Cosmo to like you. You're fucking pissing yourself.
I don't know why that's necessarily
a
reason to like.
Disgusting.
I thought Cosmo would respect the fact that I'm willing to go that
you
far
soiled
for
yourself
the party.
For no reason,
committed
for the party. I committed.
Yeah,
hell yeah.
Speaking of committed, perhaps some of the party members should be committed as they made the biggest party faux pas known to parties around the world and split the party.
I think David and I are good.
I'm feeling safe.
We're feeling kind of confident
nice and
over
easy.
Here.
Organa always feels confident, so.
And that is where we're going to pick up. Organa had used her last action to open the door in front of Cosma.
Yeah.
Who then
sounds about right.
Was attacked with a bolt of force flying at his face from a readied action magic missile. So, Cosma, you are taking 5 points of force damage as a magic missile unerringly blasts you in the chest.
You got wrecked, you idiot. Should have checked behind the door before you opened it, dude.
You opened it.
That actually brings us to Cosma's turn.
Do I have my weapon out? I don't remember. The last thing we did with that one. I had it out before when we were walking around.
I think they did.
I think you guys did because you were attempting to find this creature. So I believe you were moving about with your weapons out this time. For those of you who have weapons.
I 100% have a weapon.
Yes.
Facts.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, you just handed one, yes.
Yeah.
So you didn't prior to that because your other weapon is laying on the floor
in the
hallway.
Know. Yeah, no, absolutely.
Just to confirm, Rosvin is still drained, doomed, and stupid, right?
And piss pants.
Yeah.
Did I find underwear or socks?
You definitely found socks.
Okay.
I think you
so I might
failed.
Still
you
be
may have
pissed
failed
pants.
To find the underwear.
He failed to find underwear.
Yeah,
and you definitely wouldn't
pants.
Have been able to change in that time.
No. Oh, I just have pants. I'm just saying I have socks. Not that I have them
correct.
On, but I have new socks, so...
Is that like a table in front of me?
Oh, we didn't actually read this room description yet, did we? So I will get to that.
You're not going to need... They're going to die by the time we know they're dying.
You guys stay sleeping on fucking Organa, man. She's more than proved herself a few times. Tired of it.
I didn't say shit.
Tired of the hate.
This room contains 3 long tables heaped with alchemical equipment, tattered tomes, and rotting body parts. The smell of decomposing flesh mixes with the pungent odors of various reagents to produce a nauseating atmosphere. Doors exit to the north, the one you came through, south and west.
Very integral to the description. Second question. How far away is that motherfucker?
Which motherfucker?
I mean, the closest one. Not Organa. 15
feet.
15?
No, 20, I think, actually.
Yep, 20 feet.
So, David, can you move me? If from across the table, I can hit it, correct? Attempt it, yeah.
With reach, yeah.
Is there a penalty for the table there, or is it not high enough with the stuff there?
If anything, you'd just be knocking off stuff that's on the table, the various alchemical items, so...
Could be fun.
Do it.
It's
do
up
it.
To you.
Do it.
In the past,
is it gonna hurt me or them, though?
My life.
Could hurt both of you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
This is the potion of the elixir of health, or elixir
how far,
of life.
How far is that movement?
That is,
15?
It looks like...
You move 10 feet.
10, okay.
Yeah, 10.
Can I get to the side of the table, then? So I don't have to hit things?
Yeah. Yes. Because that's 10 feet and your speed is more than that. So that's 20, I think.
I'm more mad if I could fit in that square because of the wall.
Because it's second diagonal, right?
So action one to move, action two to strike.
What kind of beings are these? Humanoid?
When the door opened, your vibrations picked up in intensity.
Okay. Nice. That is a 31 to hit.
So are they humanoid or?
Not technically.
Are they bipedal quadrupeds?
Just weird.
Are they flat-footed because they didn't act yet? Is that still a thing?
To answer both of those questions, no. A, they had ready to action.
Yeah,
nobody
you're right.
Cares okay. That he just described something that walks on eight limbs?
He said it before, and I try to ignore it whenever he okay. says it because it's very weird and creepy. And I don't know where it comes from.
It's not a word.
It was a Pathfinder game we played with other people. I had an idol on.
Oh.
And I described it as a bipedal quadruped.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Bipedal quadruped.
Not really, they contradicted each other.
Yeah.
But it was a 31 to hit.
These actually look similar to things you had encountered before in this building. 34.
31.
What?
31.
Okay, 31.
He's prepping for his first strike. 34.
Will hit.
Huh?
Will hit.
Well, that's nice.
Critically so.
Oh, hell.
That is 27 piercing damage, 6 positive damage. Third action. Strike again. 25.
25 will hit.
14 piercing, 1 positive. That is a couple 2-3 actions, so I'm done.
Chaser, it's your turn. If you did not recall, last thing, part of your discussion, you had been going to retrieve your bag, so Rosvin did not steal your bag off of the floor.
Whoa, steal? Doesn't sound like Rosvin.
Well, if you found it on the floor, you'd definitely pick it up.
Yeah.
Didn't you walk in and mention, like, oh, there's just
yeah,
a bag there and want
your bag.
It?
Yes, I did.
Mm-hmm. So what do you think of the sword, Rod? Like, how's it feel? Do you think you're going to use it?
Yeah.
The sword I just found here on the shelf?
Yeah, no, I'm gonna, yes, because of two reasons. One, it's in my hand.
Mm-hmm.
And two, my other sword is, I don't know, I dropped it somewhere.
Hey, Rosvin, do you want me to put it in your bag?
He did not find it on a shelf.
What do you mean?
He didn't find it on a shelf.
I had already successfully lied to him, though.
Yeah, and then you just said that I just found here on the shelf.
Wait, you didn't find this on the shelf?
What? That is stupid. Twice. You made two rolls last session
every
for
time
me
you
to
deceive
him.
Every time you do it, you gotta re-roll.
Seriously?
It gets easier.
You're lying again.
It gets easier because you already have him slightly convinced, but yeah.
But when you roll a natural one...
Oh, shit.
When you, Jason, the GM, roll a natural one...
Chaser, you didn't find this on that shelf, right? Yeah, like, I know, right? Probably I found it on that shelf or something. Or, like, on the floor. Is this the one from before? Did you find my original one and then bring it in here for some reason? What's the deal?
I mean, I guess I didn't find it on the shelf because, like, it wasn't hidden there. I walked in and I saw it and I'm like, oh, a sword on a shelf.
So you saw it on the shelf.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you walked in and saw holding the sword up in front of the shelf. What else could it mean?
Details matter.
Yeah, that makes sense. I that makes more sense now. Because mm-hmm. it's not hidden, so you didn't find it, but you saw it there.
Yeah.
Thought of me. Yeah. I'm awesome with my bastard sword, and then you gave it to me.
So do you want me to put the old one in my bag, or are you just going to hold on to that one?
I'm not going to hold on to it because I don't have it anymore. It's on the ground somewhere. But if mm-hmm. you do come across it and you want to throw it in that cool bag that you have, I'm cool with it.
Yeah, sure. I mean,
that's definitely 6 seconds at least worth of conversation there.
No fucking clue where it is either. I don't know where I dropped it. So if he sees it, maybe he grabs it.
That's Chaser's turn. Completely safe and unaware of any dangers.
Pretty sure he dropped it by the fountain.
He was either by the fountain or at the end of the room when he sat down.
It was when I emptied my boots.
Yeah,
I know exactly where it is.
It's in the pee room.
What?
Yeah, it's in the pee room.
Yeah, it's in the pee room.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's in the pee room. I know exactly where it is now because of what you just said. I
Retcon, please assume all of that was in Chaser voice because I forgot to do it.
Yeah, no, that's fine. I think we're good. Also, we don't know they're fighting, right? There's no indication.
No.
Okay, cool.
Chaser Reinford.
There it is.
So the creature in front of Cosma, after just getting smashed, reaches out and touches you with a nice little spell. I'm going to need a fortitude save.
Yeah, get bodied, bro. 30. 31.
31 does not fail.
Yeah.
It is just a regular success, though.
The fuck? Pussy? Is it negative?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you succeeded, so you take half damage of 12 negative damage.
Half of 12?
No. 12 is half.
What the fuck? So I take 7?
And you feel some of your life force drain out of you, and the creature in front of you appears to heal a bit.
It's a bunch of garbage. I succeeded. You shouldn't be able to do that. A bitch.
Don't swing doors open.
I didn't, and you're not here.
Kevin speaking.
I didn't.
With its last action, it is going to strike out at you with its claw for a 24 to hit.
Nabra.
Huh?
Nabra.
Now it's Rosvin's turn.
Okay, so give me spare underwear.
Do I have what?
Spare underwear. Because I have socks, because I pissed myself, and it went down into my socks. So I have them that I can change, but I don't have any underwear, so I was wondering if you had any spare underwear in your magic bag thing that you pull stuff out of it.
You probably don't, unless you, for some reason, bought extra clothing.
Yeah, you're searching that really strongly for something that should be a clear answer.
Yeah.
I don't think I have anything.
Okay. Can I search this room? Like the, not the shelf, but like another part of the room that he wouldn't have saw a sword on.
Well, you weren't in here when you searched, so you wouldn't know where he searched.
Well, he said that it was on this shelf, so I would search in another.
You don't know if he searched anything else before he found this.
I don't care if he searched anything else. I'm saying I want to search.
He wasn't looking for underwear. You're right.
He wasn't looking for underwear, yeah. Yeah, if you
oh,
see.
Oh, wait.
Yeah? Yeah?
I probably wouldn't have underwear per se.
Per se.
But I have fine clothing, winter clothing.
Oh, come on. Those would have underwear in it, right?
Your winter underwear, yeah.
Why do you have both of those?
Huh?
Why do you have both of those?
In case I needed to dress nicer for the cold. I just don't have fine winter clothing, so I can't dress nice in the cold.
Yeah, you just look like a fucking
just
bum.
Put on the warm clothes on top of the fancy clothes, but then leave it open, and you got layers.
Like an onion.
Like an onion. But do you have underwear?
I can check my bag next round.
What's a round?
Clearly that was David speaking.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I can check in a second.
That also was Kevin speaking, but...
You forget to do the voice, we don't know.
Yeah.
We don't know.
Do the roar.
That's not it. Yeah, I'd appreciate it underwear.
I'd appreciate if you didn't smell like piss.
A quick glance, there doesn't appear to be any clothing items in here at all.
Did I find anything else while searching for clothing items?
You'd have to actually spend actions to do like any directed search that way. Like, this is just a quick look around for clothes.
Yeah, I would like to take, I don't know how many actions I have after asking him for underwear.
A third.
So I would like to take the most amount of actions I have left to search.
Close areas first? Like,
yes.
From where you, like,
yeah,
where you are?
Yeah, yeah.
You find a rolled up scroll.
Nice. Take it. Chaser, I found this paper thing. It's not a grasshopper, but you can't have it.
It's not a grasshopper yet.
No, it's not going to be a grasshopper. It's a caterpillar.
Nice.
Yeah, can't believe I really pissed myself.
One of these other creatures spends an action to move up to Cosma, also reaches out to touch. Gonna need another fortitude there, bud.
That's good, but it's 25.
25 succeeds. This time you'll be taking 11 damage as the half. And the other creature is going to spend all three actions to give you a full magic missile barrage.
Yeah, give him the full barrage.
11 points of force damage.
Negative force damage?
No.
Piercing force damage?
No. Organa.
All right. I'm going to into the doorway so I could see into the room. I'm going to cast Soundburst right here. So it hits all three of those dudes and not Cosmo.
Level?
What level? Two.
Fortitude for that one?
Yeah, 4 to 2 saves.
The one that Mike went up and attacked first has a 24. One that attacked Mike second has a 24. And the one in the back that shot the missiles at Mike here has 16.
They'll fail. They will be deafened for one round.
All right.
And they get 12 damage.
Sonic?
Yep. Killed a bunch of spiders like that, too. In all fairness, you guys didn't see any kill the spiders.
We're not going to see you kill these either.
At least Cosmo will get to see this one.
We're never going to know how deadly Organa is.
Cosmo will.
Not if he drops before you kill him. He's going to wake up. They're going to be dead.
That's another thing. Three people were down and Organa finished a fight two or three different times, too. Just putting that out there.
Is the K Cosmo or Kevin?
Cosmo.
No, because the R is someone here with the name that starts with R.
It's Raven.
Give me Organa. Or Chaser or Rosvin.
Oh, there you go. That day. Whoa, you don't say.
Cosma, you're up.
So I can't battle medicine myself. Right? That's what that means? So did I battle medicine myself already?
I can't see it.
Yes, there's a K there.
Yes, that's what that means.
Yes, the you would cane. Need Rosvin to battle medicine you.
I still have my focal point.
Yes, your focus
focal point.
That
spot that you I'm look gonna, at specifically at a distance.
I said I'm going to pop my cherry and heal myself. And then I'll attack the motherfucker. The one I already hit a bunch. 31.
31 hits.
That's critical, isn't it? It's a critical before.
Oh, yeah.
This one isn't as impressive. 19 piercing. 7 positive. Fucker's still up.
Did you hit it like for like 12 damage?
Hit it for a lot of damage.
At least a bunch.
Swing again.
I hit it for 12 damage.
Natural 20.
Healed off of Mike's original attack.
Natural.
That's a
31. I will take the card.
Piercing, Mike?
Yeah.
Eye patch for you. Triple damage. The target is dazzled until healed. Crit effect.
Fuck yeah. 32 piercing damage. 10 positive damage.
You pierce through this creature, and as it goes to fall, it gets its triggered reaction of being when it's reduced to 0 hit points. It reaches out to you to make a strike.
Of course. Because things need anything else. Like a magic missile for like 50 damage and shit.
It was like 11.
That's a natural 20 for 33.
Oh, it was so close. Plus 1. Do it. Just so that it would be the 34 I said before.
Yeah, crit scumbag.
That's uncalled for.
I hope it heals.
It doesn't get it on the final trigger one. It specifically calls out. It does not get the healing on this attack. 24 points of slashing damage.
That's fucking bullshit.
Would have been funnier if these were the teleporting guys.
I mean, that could have worked in our favor. Could have ended up back with the party.
Yeah, well, that would have died probably.
Yeah,
would have
and then Morgana would have been with 3 of these.
And
they
would have teleported
herself.
Her too.
I would have beat them all, and again, people wouldn't have been there to see my glory.
Give it time. He's gonna drop.
Chaser.
That was only 2 actions. I healed and crit.
You healed, attacked, and then crit.
Did I?
Dickhead.
Did I attack twice?
Yeah. Because Kevin was asking, how'd you get 31 twice?
Right. I'm going to go back to the previous thing of dickhead.
Kevin, you're not here, so you can't comment. Stop metagaming.
I mean, you're trying to cheat. He's trying to cheat.
I'm going to walk over, pick up my bag, and then, I mean, we already explored this room. So, like, I don't know. Still no clue nothing's going on, right?
No.
Okay.
You were through many, many rooms with doors closed and everything else.
I mean, I can't. There's no other place to go from here, right? There's only the one door that we went through.
2 doors.
Is there?
Pretty sure there's another one that goes after this.
There had to be, right? Yeah, to go to the main room, I think.
Well, there's this one.
Yeah, in your room, there's just the one door.
Mm-hmm.
In the room out there, there's the other doors.
Okay.
One leads to the piss hall. You were the one that was in that before?
Yeah.
So you know where the other door leads already back into the main mm-hmm. area.
Okay. I will casually stroll back into, back towards where the fountain was, but like, very casually stroll, because like I don't think anything's up.
Like, and your movement like, speed or so.
Yeah, like base movement speed. Just like,
what is your movement speed?
40. Because like, we already searched the room we're in. I don't believe I searched the previous room where Rosvan was looking for the monk clothes or the priest garments or whatever for his underwear. So no, I'll head back to the room where Rosvan pissed on the wall and just stand there for a bit, wait for Rosalind to catch up.
40 puts you there.
Okay, I'll do one more movement to put myself in like the middle of the...
You have to go retrieve your... You have to move over the bag, retrieve the bag.
And then move. Can you look for underwear in there too, please?
Yeah, totally. I'll keep an eye out.
The sloshy feeling is weird.
Is that a lie, David?
It's a lie. Actually. Yeah, it's a lie. I don't want to look for it. But I'm not happy that you are
sloshy
and pissy. So, like, if I see it, I will give it to you, but I'm not going to look for it.
Yeah, that makes sense. Let's see what happens.
What's your deception?
Plus 10 for deception.
Kevin, what's your DC?
25.
He's not going to look for it.
Bro, it's twice. I mean, the first one kind of made sense because of the whole found versus saw, but, like, you're just not going to look for underwear? I have pissy pants right now.
You already looked.
But it's all sloshy and shit. I'm gonna get a rash. I'm like 3 days old.
We'll deal with it in a second.
Okay, so now?
End of my turn. Cut back over to the action.
Mike's turn?
Sort of. See, it's not that it's his turn. It's been 18 rounds.
Oh, it's...
There we go. There, that's the thing. That's what I was waiting on.
Hell yeah. He's about to piss his pants. What's up, pissy pants number 2?
About to get more interesting then.
God, I'm not there to see him, too, which means I can't make fun of him for pissing his pants.
Organa, you witness Cosma suddenly very wet, and a creature pop out of him,
Great.
And is now behind him. And as it forms out, you see it raise up an arm and, like, slash at him with what appears to be a scythe-looking claw. 38.
Yeah.
Is it a crit?
Did I say it was a crit?
I was going to ask if it was.
38 does crit.
Nope. No, it doesn't. I use lay on hands. I get a plus two.
You're also flanked.
You bitch.
Still doesn't, then, right?
Yeah, it 20, does.
29.
Minus two.
Yeah.
That's bullshit. That's way too many dice. This is bullshit. It's magically landed. Did you roll randomly to see where it goes?
It knows where it is. It's riding you.
Also, we didn't see it, so I don't think it was riding me.
Just so you know, he rolled one dice. Die. But it was multiple times. So it's the correct number of that.
26 slashing damage.
It's a chunk.
And 10 negative damage.
It was a 30.
36. You know, 26 plus 10?
Minus 5.
Nope, it's not negative.
You just said negative damage.
10 negative damage.
I'm going to be getting fucked next this turn, so.
22 attack again. 20 to hit.
No.
And last time, 26 to hit.
No.
Even with flanking?
Be 27.
Rosvin.
I'm going to search the rest of the room. Like one.
That room?
Yeah, like one action work.
Don't appear to be anything else useful.
And then I'll join Chaser.
Shooting speed?
30? That's it. Oh, hi, Chaser.
I'm sorry I didn't look for underwear.
That's fine. I'm used to you lying.
Chaser thinks to himself, if only Rosvin knew.
All right, Mike, the creature that is still flanking the other one is going to reach out with its claws while it's flanking you. 23 to hit, 19, and 13. The other one is going to step up and reach out and touch you with the same spell the other ones did. You need the fortitude save.
33
succeeds. 10 damage after half.
That one is negative?
Yep. And you notice that some of your life force gets pulled into the creature and it heals up almost all of the wounds it had obtained. Morgana.
I see him get fucked up that bad.
Oh yeah,
he looks like he's in rough shape.
Fucking wrecked.
I'm I'll inspire defense. No, actually I won't because it won't matter. I'm just gonna turn around and go back towards the rest of the party.
Full three actions moving.
Yeah.
Speed.
Morgana, where are you going?
I'm getting help. See ya. 35.
I'm getting help. See ya.
I don't think I'm gonna make it.
We'll come back for you.
Well, your body at least.
I'm screaming and flailing my arms the entire time as well.
Oh my god, the piss monster's killing Kazuma!
Piss monster.
So, you guys just hear...
Oh my god! Oh my god!
It just keeps getting louder and louder and louder, and eventually coming right into the hallway in front of you, the piss hallway, you see Organa looking very, very fearful and calling out that, what's it, piss monster?
The piss monster is killing Cosmo, yeah.
Watch out for my piss!
That's Rosman's the least of my worries right
catchphrase.
Now.
Watch out for my piss?
Yes.
What, piss monster?
Yeah, piss monster.
Okay.
I'm saying, like, you don't know the piss monster. Like, you didn't just piss yourself 20 minutes ago. For this exact reason. You tell me you forgot the monster?
You know this.
No, I just, why didn't you, like, attack it?
Well, I tried, but he's strong.
Well, yeah, I pissed him out. First time.
More like you pissed him off.
Okay, nice. Cosma, you're up.
For the master and stuff.
Did I already use my desk repair? Is it the one mean I have it or I used it?
Okay, so the DP equals one means you used it because my WD is up there and I used it.
Well, I can't heal it all, so I'm just going to attack again.
Who are you attacking?
I don't know what the piss monster is, right?
Behind
oh,
you.
No, it's behind you. You know where it is.
I don't know what it is, though, right?
It's piss monster.
It's piss monster.
I know these things are going to blow up if I...
You know what it is? You saw it when the brief moment it was visible when it came out of Rosvin.
We sat and fought it for like a second.
Yeah.
Three rounds and then it jumped into the water. Yeah, you know what the fuck the piss monster is.
I'll go after the piss monster because I know I'm feeling bad that if one of those things blows up my face, it's going to kill me when I'm by myself.
They don't blow up.
Whatever the fuck it
they
did.
The
reaction?
Strike,
yeah. Oh, okay.
So, coming at the piss monster. 30.
You ran away anyway. I'm saying for the third, the plus one.
I still got the plus one. From the,
I'm not playing.
The prayer thing.
I was talking about the prayer. Yeah, yeah, I was talking about the prayer.
What'd you get?
30.
30 hits.
8.
Damage types?
Piercing. Silver. Disrupting.
Magic. Cold.
Yeah.
Disrupting is what?
Silver and magic to bypass undead resistance. And if it is undead, I get an extra d6 positive.
It's undead.
Yeah. 2.
That is positive damage?
Yeah.
The 2 is?
The 2 is, yeah.
You're positive?
The rest is slashing?
Piercing.
piercing. So your piercing doesn't seem to do much at all. But again, like when you poke, the positive lights up and does seem to help your help the blade piercing a little bit.
Try again. 29.
29 does hit.
That's not good. 9 piercing. 4 positive.
Same damage ticks.
And go for broke. That's not going to hit.
Sure.
It's an 8.
Is that a natural 1 for an 8?
No, it's a 2. Yeah. I'm going to waste it on the last attack.
You have to re-roll that.
I was thinking about it because it's not like I'm going to get another turn to attack again anyway. But
Chaser.
Organa, what's happening?
Piss monster's killing Cosma.
Okay.
I'm going to look for my underwear now.
More pressing issues. I'm going to swap to my stoked flame stance because that's the smart thing to do. And then a first action move, 45 feet, which will not get me there.
Definitely won't. Took me 105 to get there, so. Mm-hmm.
Oh, Jesus Christ. He's so far away. Dash again, another 45 feet. Move again.
Stride.
I'm so sorry. I'd like to stride towards Kazuma. That's it. That's all my actions. I'm just like, all right, woof, and take off.
The piss monster's turn. 25 on the first attack.
Am I still being flanked?
He's flanked, isn't he?
He's still flanked.
And that hits.
Oh, because of the round. I actually thought that was going to miss.
I'm not doomed.
You're going to be.
16 slashing.
Down.
6 negative.
Those men are down.
You happy now? You left him and he died.
Dying.
And he was going to anyway. That's dying. Why I left him.
Also, I don't know if you met Organa, but yeah, she's happy that she ran away. She's no qualms about that.
Killing myself to save one of you guys. I'll get back up and then we'll all survive, maybe. I'm not an idiot.
I mean, he can come back. We're already dead anyway.
I feel like now that he's down, I can say this without it being table talk, but it says that you have to be the last out of battle. So, like, with no one else there, you can fucking
also
run,
says
too.
I'll never leave undead alive.
Yeah, you're not leaving
not
undead.
Leaving
you're getting the fuck
you're
out of there until we
the party.
Can... Yeah.
To leave them to maybe chase after you guys.
Coming back with
that's,
the party.
That's the way that the party is. Like, you...
You want them to chase. Is that
like,
a good thing?
Like I guess as a paladin, good job for staying and fighting, but like...
It's also my shining oath. I can't leave undead.
You're not leaving, though.
I mean, I am.
Like, you are literally...
If we leave and they go somewhere and kill someone else, that's on me. Because I left, even if it's for 5 minutes.
Right. He's got a point. That's
he
his,
can't
that's
do
his
it.
Prerogative as
he'll,
a character.
He'll lose
I mean,
his
I,
shit.
I get
that's
it.
Actually his prerogative as a character to make
I'm
that decision.
I'm saying he's not leaving them. He's like...
That's his prerogative as a character, though.
Strategically,
that's how he feels about it.
I like must end the existence of a dead I encounter. Oh, okay. As long as I have a reasonable chance of success.
Oh, wow. That goes that idea.
Read the fine print. Maybe, you know what? It could just be a Cosmo specific thing.
That's what I said. Yeah. It's his character.
And Organa said,
she
was going to get help. So
I did say I was getting help, which I didn't lie.
Yeah.
I'm an asshole, but I'm not a liar. That's the one thing about Organa, you know?
And I'm a cocky son of a bitch also, so I may have thought I'd been able to hold him off
that's
long enough for you to get
that's
back there.
That's also true. Like, nah, I got this for 2 rounds. 15 seconds, I got this. I can help them out.
Nope.
Yeah, it didn't work out.
Hey, I can help them off long enough for you to warn them. So at the very least, they know there's the piss monster's back.
Fun fact. It wouldn't have mattered you holding them off. She would have warned us in the same amount of time.
And if I ran, they just would have they could have just magic missile me in the hallway and not drop me anyway, and I wouldn't have got 2-3 attacks off.
I could have been closer to you and brought you back.
You're still gonna get him back. We'll
see. Yeah, but watch, he's gonna be like 5 feet too far from me.
Watch, Cosmo's gonna be pissed off at me when he gets up too. Like, you ran away from the fucking battle.
No, you said you were going to get help.
Yeah,
I was actually gonna tell if I.
Mean anything.
If we had a turn, I was going to tell you to go get them anyway.
Oh, okay. That's
yeah.
Okay.
I was going to say I was going to hold them up.
Cosmo and Organa on the same page. How about that?
We kind of have been for the last, like, three
yeah,
sessions.
Yeah, it's been a couple... yeah, it's been the only sane ones here anymore.
The page is on fire, but it is the same one.
I mean, we're not robbing graves.
Name one thing I did reasonably recent that wasn't sane. They're like, you two are the only sane ones.
Pissing your armor.
Strike a fountain for no reason. I thought we were done testing things for Mimic.
I shot an arrow at it because Cosmo,
striking a fountain for
Cosmo
literally
told
no
me
reason.
To.
You also just had a party
Cosmo
member tell your other
to.
Party members in mortal danger, and the first thing you say is, so we're going to look for underwear, right?
Yeah.
That's probably borderline evil.
Nope. How is that fucking evil?
That's
I'm
chaotic.
Like, so we're
that's chaotic.
Selfish.
Sure.
Selfish. Very
definitely
Slytherin
chaotic.
Of you.
It is very Slytherin and selfish.
Definitely chaotic neutral.
Dude, someone's dying, but I smell like pee. Well, what's more important here?
Cosmo's dying, so I need to get there and smelling fresh, bro.
You need a shower. Changing the clothes with you, you're still covered in piss. It can help too much.
Chase, you're standing there in the hallway, and around the corner from down the hallway, you notice the piss monster come wrap around.
He got there quick.
Shit.
No, piss.
Ah, piss.
Ah, I was going to say that next. Ah, piss.
Rosvin.
I'm going to use my movements to get there. But when I enter the piss room, as a free action in between my movements, I'm going to go, oh, that's where my sword is. I point to it and then keep going. So that's where my sword is. Got to point that out.
Chaser hears that.
When he says that, I say, it smells like piss in here.
That's because I peed in here.
Chaser hears that and feels 30? Mildly bad that I didn't pick up the sword.
No, it's okay. We got time.
He just said he feels mildly bad.
Yeah.
Ever so minorly.
That's three?
That is three.
See, that thing definitely would have caught me.
What?
That thing definitely would have caught me. See?
Oh, yeah.
I made the right move.
Yeah. I mean, that's my three, right?
That's move. Yeah, that's all three.
I do minorly still stand by the fact that if you ran back towards us, we wouldn't have to go through things to get to you.
He's coming anyway.
So the guy's got pride. He lets it to overcome his intelligence. He's making a fucking character point for fucking once. Let him go.
I'm saying this to Mike as a person. Cosma, I can respect it. I can't respect Mike.
Hey Mike, you're taking three attacks.
Why would they do that to
it? I'd just be dead then. Well, I'd have to use it.
He's going to read the part in the description that says why they do it.
Yeah, that's what I would hope. Yeah. Well, that's why I ask these things. They open up the door, so yeah.
Assuming
you get to this room, you'll know why. Get to the room and start searching and find out why, so I'm not going to tell you.
Okay.
Okay.
So that kills you?
Yeah, because I'd be dying one to go down, and then three attacks would be dying four. Oh, wait.
And you're doomed, yeah?
Oh, yeah. No, I'm not doomed.
No, I'm doomed.
Oh, you're doomed, okay.
Oh, wait. No, I'm not doomed. What's the other thing?
Drained. Yeah, which isn't on there.
Oh, no, that was Sarazin, too.
Doomed, what's the, drained, what's the no. DP?
He's drained and doomed because he was possessed by the creature.
Oh.
I thought he slept. And then it's
doomed
away or something.
No, he just got out. No, he wasn't possessed because he was
still possessed by it.
That still
it didn't
counts?
Didn't control him. He, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're fucking dead.
Well, 2 hero points to
damn,
not die.
Son.
So I'm not time. Dead yet.
Not yet.
Does that put me back at dying? Does it stabilize me?
Yeah.
Hero points stabilize.
And it does not increase your wounded value.
Because I have to use both, right? Since it kills me?
Yes. You have to use all, not both. So if you had any cards, you have to use those also.
I don't got that extra hero point to me, so...
Yeah, I'm never voting for Mike again.
Well, at least not Cosma. Cosma's
good. I mean, very good chance now.
Probably.
Cosma, give me a perception check.
It's your wife.
19? 20.
You feel a strange floating sensation.
I was going to say, how awkward would it be if Cosma died, and then we're meeting his wife, and he's like, where's Cosma? And we're like, you guys are going to be till death do you come together. You know.
Organa.
I'm going to move up to the party. I believe it's 2 actions.
What's your movement? 35?
60 will put you right behind Roswin.
Can I see the monster from there? If I slant again, is it 5 or 10?
This is very close. It could be a perception, because it's like right on the fucking cusp of being able to see it. So we'll see if you can actually just manage to pick it up through there or not.
Does this count as searching for undead while exploring?
Sure.
29.
Yeah. Yeah, you'll basically just catch it, and as you get closer to you... You also feel the vibration, so you kind of get the idea to look for it, and then as you get to the corner, you kind of see, like, a little motion.
With the last 10, then, I'm going to move backward and north, northwest, because I don't like being in a line like that in a hallway. It doesn't seem very optimal for me.
There, or, like...
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, unless I could do 5 more back, I don't know if I can. I don't know how many of these I did.
Actually, that would be a second diagonal, so that would be Taylor right there.
Okay. Second action, I'm going to...
Third.
Third action, I'm sorry. This action, I'm going to leave it up to Chase. Yeah, I'll pull the uke out.
Fuck yeah.
Alrighty. Because it rhymes with nuke.
Chaser.
No, he's not going to go after the piss thing. Another 45 feet towards down the hall, which I don't know what I'm running into, but I'm guessing Cosmo's that way.
Like, you're bypassing the piss monster?
Yeah, gonna go straight past it if I can.
Ah, smart. So you don't have to piss yourself later.
That's my secret, Rosvin. I always have to piss.
I'm always pissed.
Shit, that would have been better.
Yeah, it would have been.
Because I have, like, the whole rage thing, and...
Yeah, I know, that's... Yeah. Definitely would have been better. You literally used the tagline of the Rage Monster Avenger and didn't even say the thing that he says. It's good. Great.
45, right?
Yes, sir. That was 45 feet of movements. I can't see him through the doorway, right? No, definitely not.
You can't even
not.
See through the doorway right now. Basically, you can see like a corner of the wall.
Okay, but the door is open?
Yes, the door is still open.
Okay. Next movement, get into the room. And if I spot Cosma, run straight towards him.
5 puts you there. Cosma is laid out upon this table, and the creatures appear to be examining him when they notice you come in as well.
So they are still there?
Oh, yeah.
Because they're not on the map?
Yeah. You couldn't. No one could see them before.
Yeah, okay.
You killed the one, right?
Yeah.
Do they look upset by my arrival, or are they just, like, focused on him entirely?
What do you mean upset?
Like, you said they were examining him. I enter the room. Does it look like they change from, like, just examining a thing to, like, being actively aggressive again?
Are they like...
You can get that idea.
How dare you interrupt us? Or are they like, ooh, another subject to study?
You can get the idea somewhere. That they feel interrupted. And...
Yeah, they were going to probe your butthole.
Nice.
Yeah.
You see, nice.
So many actions to do things.
Weird.
Yeah, it is weird. It
takes an action to do something.
Yeah. If I were to reach in my backpack to grab something, can I just reach in, or do I have to take it off, grab
backpack
something?
Backpack has to come off.
Backpack has to come off. Okay. I want to pull out a healing potion to later administer it to...
Cosma.
Cosma, thank you.
It's a dumb name, we all forget it.
Yeah. It's not like a free action to drop a backpack.
It's a free action, but it's on the ground.
If it's in your hand dropping, it's free. Right.
I mean, all I have to do is, like, off my shoulder. It's fine.
If you get things like bandoliers or something, you can keep potions strapped across your chest. It's just a single action removal at that point.
That's fair.
Or even in pouches or something instead of the backpack.
Yeah.
Oh, belt pouches.
Belt pouches. Del Taco. Unrelated. I will drop my backpack. He's definitely like out, right? He's like...
Well, he doesn't look well.
Okay. Leave him alone. That's it. That's it. That's all I got.
Cosmo, you're stable. The quote-unquote piss monster locks eyes with Rosvin again.
I clinch my dick hole as hard as possible. You're not getting back up here. I pissed it out already.
If I'm stable and conscious, I don't get my turn.
How do you do that?
No, I didn't. I never said you were conscious. I
how did I make
stable.
A how did I make what? A check to see they were examining me before?
Clinch your dick hole.
I did, you had me do a perception check before.
You do a
when I came back.
And I said you felt like you were floating.
Yeah, how would I feel like that if I was unconscious?
The opposite of peeing.
It's a flavor thing I was adding to this, Mike.
It's like hearing someone say something as you're falling asleep.
Your Mr. Details Matter. Details matter.
Yeah, and I would have told you you were conscious if you were conscious.
Maybe I don't give him the healing potion.
Hmm? Now that's metagaming.
Piss monster looks at me.
He's locked eyes with you in...
Stay out of me, piss monster.
Moves up. It comes at you with its scythe claw thing. 39.
That's gonna crit.
God damn it. Mike, why do you have to go and die?
33 slashing damage.
A lot.
8 negative damage. I rolled 1 point shy in the slashing damage. And it's gonna do it again.
Alright.
33.
That hits.
No crit.
Those things aren't demons, right?
A recall knowledge check would tell you.
It might, because we have... You probably have... I have a blessed tattoo.
That... works differently.
Okay.
Blessed Tattoo says demons, but the ones that you have for this are designed to be used against undead instead.
Oh.
Which you do know these things are from the last time you fought them, because you recognize them also from fighting them in the lobby area.
Okay.
You said not a crit, Kevin, right?
Correct.
17 slashing, 4 negative. Rosvin, your turn.
I'm going to battle medicine first. 22.
On the check? You're going for the regular?
Yeah, I didn't say not the 20. So.
That succeeds.
For 11. I'm then going to switch my grip to a two-handed grip, and then I'm going to attack it. I'm going to do this here. Because a nat 1 is not a good thing to roll right now.
It absolutely is not.
It's better. It's a 25.
26?
26.
A 25, 26 will hit.
For Cosma, does he have a wounded condition or anything on him that I should write on here?
Because he used the hero points, the heroic recovery puts you at stable. It does not increase your wounded value.
Okay.
So he actually got away without getting a wounded value, basically by completely dying before having to heal in there somewhere.
Cool.
So to speak.
22.
Damage?
Yes.
Types?
Okay, so it is slashing. I'm assuming it's not silver, or is it a silver still? Okay, so silver. I have the natural attacks and melee weapons count as silver and magical when attacking the bypass the undead. I also have ghost touch, so it does stuff.
So 22 slashing?
Yes.
That's with your new sword, right?
Yes.
The piss monster becomes a pool of liquid at your feet as your new sword cuts through it very powerfully, way more powerfully than you were expecting it to.
Yeah, piss monster. Fuck you. You ain't getting back in this dick.
Okay, Organa definitely heard that. She's right there.
I saw it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would assume.
You actually did not hear that, Chaser.
That's fine. I'm like, oh.
Chaser's like, I'm so
I'm not
glad
upset
I didn't.
About that.
Even if he did hear it, he's like, I didn't hear that.
Chaser purged it from his memory immediately.
So is it dead or what?
Yes.
Was it ever alive?
Are you sure?
No. I did hit it pretty hard with this sword that
smeared
I had.
It around a little bit. Pissing it.
I can't. I just pissed all over the room in the piss room.
Dump your shoes out or something.
I already did that in the piss room. Oh, I maybe can take a sock off and squib. Oh, Kazuma's dying. We should probably go save him.
Yeah.
Chaser, this creature, one of these creatures walks up to you and goes at you with its claws.
Oh, wait, there was two other ones, though.
Oh, so it wasn't just... Oh,
32.
Okay.
That hits. Oh, it's been so long since I've written anything down.
14 slashing damage.
Okay.
I need a 42 save from you.
Of course you do. This is the same initiative from way back when, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're on round 20?
Yeah. I just want, because I have the disadvantage, so we didn't. Yeah. 31.
It is going to attack you with its claw again. Mm-hmm. 19.
To hit?
Yep.
Miss.
The other one is going to move around to flank behind you
mm-hmm.
and claw at you.
That's fair. Yeah.
That's going to be a 32 again.
Hits. Surprise.
Is it a crit because of the flank?
What was a 32? Yes. Because my AC is 25. I'm clumsy too, so it's 23. Yeah.
Do I have the highest AC in this whole party?
No.
What is it?
I mean,
you're dead. You don't care.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I'm not dead.
23
I'm
slashing
dying.
Damage.
No, I'm not even dying anymore.
I have a 24.
Technically, Mike, so. Your AC is 6 lower than it would be normal right now in your current
My
state.
Normal AC is 27.
He said right now.
Right now.
What's your next character's AC?
His normal AC is higher than
wow.
mine, too.
Wow.
I get wrecked.
I need a fortitude again.
Yerp. Less good. Less good by a lot.
Less well.
Less well by a lot. That's an 18 on the fortitude save.
You are drained one.
Can I use a hero point?
You can.
Do I want to?
Are you already drained or are you not?
I'm not.
Okay.
What is the drained effect?
Bad.
It takes, first right off the bat, it takes three, whatever your modifier is for constitution, it takes that from your total hit points. And then you also take that many points off after it. So if you were at 100, it would go to 97, and then your hit points would go down to 94 of 97.
It's extra damage at the very least.
It's your level times your drained value.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
So you'll lose 14 health at the very least by being drained one.
And then after a sleep, I will go to zero, right? Because it decreases drained value by one each rest.
Yes, assuming your drain does not get any higher.
I'll take it.
Okay, and it will attack again.
Mm-hmm.
It's last action. It's 26.
Hits.
Not a crit this time.
Not a crit this time.
Well, Connie, you want to go get cheeseburgers?
10 slashing damage.
Okay.
Terrible time.
Fortitude
for that.
Save.
29.
Organa. I'm going to head to the room.
35, right? 35 puts you in the doorway against that creature. Is that where you want to be?
That's only one action?
That's two actions. Oh. Your second 35 will put you.
Yeah, that's fine. And I will inspire defense.
Alright. Chaser.
Okay. From where I am I within reach to give Cosma a potion? Or do I have to be, like, directly next to him? Because we're sharing a square, but I don't know if the table would be in the way or not.
He's on the table.
Oh, on the table.
Yeah, they
sprawled out on the table, yeah.
They
Oh. It's
from
like
what
an
you
examination
could,
bit.
Well, you could tell it looked like they had put him on the table and were starting to, like, remove his armor and shit to examine him.
Okay.
They can remove my armor and then I can change my underpants. Oh, I don't have underpants. Never mind. Let them do it.
fucking weird way to go about that.
Like, I was just like, go ahead, take my shit off.
I already took the bag off. Pull potion out of bag. One action. Administer potion to Kazuma. One action. Great.
Punch the shit out of something.
Which potion are you using?
I'm going to be using a lesser healing potion.
Alchemist fire? Your fire powers. That was a good reference. Come on.
Oh, not as bad as I thought. 4, 4, 8. It says it's plus 5 for lesser. Okay. So 13 points of healing to Kazuma.
How many?
13. Come on, you bastard. Wake up. One action left.
What's your perception?
Me?
Yeah. It's going to be hard as fuck, but what's your perception?
The DC or just the regular?
The score.
Plus 15.
You two hear them exclaim something in a language neither of you know when Cosmo starts breathing after having the potion put in his mouth.
Is it necral?
You wouldn't know. You're not there. You're up the hall.
Oh, them two. I'm sorry. I thought you meant me and Organa. Sorry. I speak necral.
I know.
Okay.
But you're up the hall.
Yeah, I didn't hear it, I guess. Oh.
Nope. Both of you do register the look of surprise on their faces, at least, though. Even though you can't tell what they said.
Fun. Last action. Flurry of blows to the one that is...
Left.
Left?
You're north.
Hmm?
You're west. North.
Yes, west. The one that's next to me and Kazuma. 33 for the first hit.
That's going to be a crit.
Great. Second hit is...
It's not Kazuma, right?
I'm hitting Kazuma, yes. Second hit's a 24.
That will also hit.
Great. Whoa, I think that's the first time you hit both attacks.
Yeah.
I think I wasn't even making a joke about you sucking. Rare. I think it actually is the first time you've done that.
I double everything for the crit, right?
Yes.
Great. 8 plus 6, 14. Ooh, shit. 14 plus 8, 22, 23 plus 6, 29. And then second hit. What did I just say? 29. 32 plus 8, 40. 40 points of slashing damage to this thing. My attacks are magical. I bypassed all the things. And I would also like to attempt a stunning... It's not called stunning strike. It's stunning fist.
Fortitude?
Yes. My DC is a 23.
I got a 22.
It is stunned 1. And it took 40 points of damage.
That it did. That is the end of your turn?
Yeah, that's everything I got.
Kazuma, now being conscious.
Fuck yeah.
You can act. You are on a table. Weapon is on the ground.
You're missing your cod piece, weirdly enough.
Does it vanish when I don't have it in my hand?
No.
It doesn't just vanish, no. I think he has to dismiss it actively.
But dismiss is for a free action, right? Like I could just dismiss it and then use an action to resummon it?
Dismiss is an action.
Hmm?
Dismiss is an action.
Where is it in regards to me?
Next to you. Where you dropped.
Basically, the last place you remember being was, like, against the wall that's, like, above your head now.
So not near me, though?
Not right next to me? You can't grab it from where you are. You're up, raised on a table.
Summoning is also an action, right?
Yes, manifesting it is an action.
You better help me kill this thing.
It's going to be pointless to...
No, it's not pointless to kill this thing.
I'm not going to be able to. That's going to be on my whole turn to manifest it. I guess if I don't stand up, it isn't. Is there one in range of me right now?
Yeah, there's one right next to your head.
I'll dismiss it, I'll resummon it, and then I'll attack it.
If anybody else would have done that, that would have been a lot cooler.
Organa, you get that quick pulse of undeath when it summons again.
25.
You take your penalty for being prone.
No, is that a penalty to me or bonus to their AC?
You're flat-footed, but it's also a minus two penalty so to attack. So 23?
Yeah.
23 still hits.
9 piercing, 1 positive.
Rosvin.
I would like to get into the room somehow. I assume I have to tumble through its square. Because there's no way for me to go. Also, I don't know if I can reach that with one action, so...
You're 30 feet?
Yes.
30 would put you in the square with Organa.
I can't stop there.
You can't stop there, yeah.
Fuck. Okay, so when I turn the corner, I want to stop when I can see Organa and the monster through the doorway. So I don't want to take the full... Because I didn't know that's how far I would... I don't know where I'd be, so... Can I be in a direct line with one movement?
Direct line, no. It puts you, like, right at the edge of the corner.
That's one movement.
Yeah.
Can I see the monster through the doorway?
Through Organa, you can see it, because it's right in the doorway.
Whoa. Second action, carefully. Reaction. Drop. No, that's free action. Drop my new regular sword. Second action, draw my bow, and then I'm going to do a regular shot.
Roll it.
35.
That is a critical.
Cool. Oh, shit, yeah.
Minimum damage?
Shut up. 8 damage.
What?
8.
Like one less than 9, one more than 7?
Did you just Kate this?
I got a 1 on one of the die, and then I got a 2 on the other one. On the deadly, I got a 3. And then I got a plus 2. So, yeah.
Where do you fire with your bow?
Yes.
A waste of an arrow.
Don't you have, how many dice did you roll?
3.
So 3.
Guys, Rosvin's shooting at me again.
No, I'm not. There's a monster in front of you.
Goes right over your shoulder into the thing. Yeah.
Rosvin's attacking me again, guys.
No, I'm not. Organa, I'm right behind you. Not right behind you, but there's a monster in front of you.
Yeah, I'm fighting it. Yeah, I know.
You have a ukulele out. You're not fighting it.
Keep it up.
Also, technically, I would have been able to walk up to it if you weren't in the doorway. So I had to shoot it.
So it's my fault you were lollygagging.
Yes.
In Necril, you hear, "You should be one of me. Stay down this time."
Oh, shit.
No.
Ah, shit. Here we go.
32.
In Necril, free action. In Necril, I scream, "Don't make me get the piss monster back."
Is there words for that in Necril?
Yes, it's
a rough translation.
There's some slang thrown in there because they don't have a word for piss monster.
24 damage.
Yeah, I'm down again.
Oh my fucking god.
And I'm going to need a fortitude save.
Guys, I can't see. What's happening?
They got him again.
30.
Who's that?
Okay.
I don't recognize that voice.
Shut up.
That's funny, right?
Yeah, you good.
And now his creature turns to focus on Chaser.
Good luck with that.
25.
Hits.
You just had to say something.
No, it doesn't.
You have a plus
Inspire
1.
Inspire defense.
Plus 1.
Say oh, he's clumsy. It still hits him.
You can still say plus 1, though.
Plus 1. Maybe yeah, it would still hit me.
Also, your flank.
I also completely forgot you had that.
11 slashing damage. Fortitude save.
Yeah. 22.
You feel like it's going to start dragging at your life force, but you manage to just, like, stop it quick before it pulls, like, through your skin. You stop it, like, it seems right at the cusp. Last action is going to be a 17 to hit.
Misses. Clumsy on top of flat foot.
The flanking one is going to attack you now as well.
Yeah.
Well, the one who's flanking, the one that just attacked him. That might...
My AC should be 25. Right now it's a 21.
I got a 24.
It hits.
Fucking useless, dude. They're useless.
I hit him.
Oh, that was Organa out loud.
Oh.
10 slashing damage.
I hit it.
42 save.
You took out the piss monster, I'll give you that.
I also pissed out the roll, piss 22. Monster.
That I agree less with. But.
Okay. Yeah, and you feel like it's about to draw a bit of life out of you, but you manage to stave it off.
So I need to come kill these things too.
I flex
too.
My
where's the
19
where's
on the second
blessing?
Attack.
19 to hit.
Yep.
Misses.
I don't know what that is.
Cosma. I was being... I think that's
facetious.
He's in
here dead or something. I don't know. Goofing off.
22.
To hit?
Yep.
Yeah. Like usual. Can't get a fucking straight answer out of that guy.
He calls me stupid.
9 slashing. 42.
Yep. Oh, much better. 31.
Nice. Organa.
The entire scene, my teammates get fucked up. So I'm going to drop my ukulele and use an action to pull out my scythe here. And I'm going hog wild on the one to the south of me there.
Free action, Rosvin becomes the biggest hype man. He's like, oh shit, scythe time.
One of them appears extremely frightened by that weapon. Like, you pull it out and one just like...
Is it the one
like,
that's
in awe of what they just saw? Somehow, like, you get the feeling that they somehow know what this is.
Is it the one in front of him or the other one?
One in front of him.
Ooh.
Maybe you did 11, then 10, then 9 damage.
Did I really?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I want this to be a big turn. It's supposed to be a badass moment, so...
You're attacking the one right in front of you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's back to 12, so we'll take that. That's going to be a 23 to hit.
23 hits.
All right, that's all I needed. All I got to do is do some damage. Make you look badass, you know? Are these are undead, yes?
Oh, yeah.
So it's 5 damage from the scythe, and then 5 positive damage on top.
Go, Organa!
Look rough?
This one looked like it had been... almost completely healed by the time he got back to it.
Alright. I'm swinging again then. That's not good. Is 9 total?
9's not gonna do it.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
Okay.
Chaser.
Back to me already?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Well, Mike's dead.
Yeah.
He takes a 30-minute turn. Everybody else is
dead. We know what we're
seconds.
Doing, so.
Stupid
bitch.
Stupid bitch. First action, wholeness of body, using up one of my focus points.
Oh, shit.
That heals me 24, which I needed.
Holy shit, that's
24. God damn.
Flurry of blows on the one I hit before. That's fucking up me and Kazuma, not Mike. Mike's not a character.
Oh, he's a character, all right.
I'm more of a character than his characters.
Ooh, what do we got?
I can do math. 22 to hit.
22 hits.
Yay.
26 to hit.
Oh, yeah, 26 hits. I don't know what I was looking over there for.
Fuck it up, Jake.
20 damage and 37 points of slashing damage.
Okay, is that it?
That was my second action, because that's all one. That was my flurry of blows. I guess I'll just swing one more time, see if I hit. I'll probably miss, but I almost a nat 20. I'm gonna miss with a 15.
Would miss, yes.
Yeah.
16?
Still gonna miss. Kazuma.
Death save?
Recovery check. Flat roll, bud.
I know. I have toughness, so it's DC of recovery checks is 9 plus dying level. 12.
Stabilize.
Nice.
Kazuma.
I'm going to hunt prey on the one in front of me.
On Organa?
No.
Try that once already.
Did I get a recall knowledge for Organa when I hunted prey on her?
I mean, you know what an elf is. You are one. Or were.
He's a were-elf. It's just a were-elf.
These creatures are whites.
That makes sense.
Didn't you say we fought them already?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if we figured that out last time, though. Things that they kill with their slash turn into whites.
Oh, no.
After a short amount of time.
Oh, shit.
I shout that.
Necrolure.
Both. I know your both. Secret.
Both. I'm going to do it in Necrol and then be, and then catch myself because they just spoke it to me. And then be like, oh no, shit, common. And then Hunted Prey? No, that's right. Hunted Shot. That's
so Cosmo's undead again?
yes.
All right. Let's try to trip him.
I don't think you technically die when you use the hero points, do you?
No. He has to actually die.
Yeah. Caught off the death with the hero points. No, I didn't actually die.
Yeah, because I know of that as a character.
33. For the first one.
33 is crit.
I literally watched you bleed out in the fucking boneyard too, and you're still alive too. What do you mean?
27 for the second.
That is a hit.
30. That's both of them.
Organa, you feel like cool breeze blow by both sides of your neck pretty much simultaneously, and then two arrows puncture into the thing in front of you again.
I don't think I've fought one of these things before.
It was the first room, like the big main hall where the giant creature was. And then the pews and stuff, there's one in there.
27.
It's
9.
Wow. All
right. Seems kind of trapped in this wall here, and it's already got Chaser flank, so try to unload here. 24?
Yeah, that hits.
Does it?
11 slashing.
Fortitude save. Yeah. I'm going to be making fortitude saves in my sleep. 31.
Okay. 25 to hit.
Yep.
9 slashing.
Hey, get out of the way when he does that.
Fortitude.
What's going on?
They're just getting bodied down here, man.
Maybe you should move out of the way.
23.
I'm not getting bodied.
No, like Chaser. And
that's what I'm trying to tell him. Yeah. Right?
Natural 20 for a 25.
Miss.
The miss makes it a hit because
that sounds like a sounds like a critical. There goes that 24 health you got, huh?
23
damage.
Yep.
That's it. That's not bad.
Do not say that's it.
Oh, man, he forgot to roll 2 die.
It's the second time you did it, but the other way.
I know. I felt so stupid when I did it the other way.
Chaser is so hurt right now.
Yeah. More hurt?
29. Chaser looks very hurt.
Rosin's back here like, I hope I
he
find...
He can't even see you, so he doesn't know.
I'm like, I hope I find some arrows soon.
I hope we kill these things soon. Very soon.
First attack going on to Chaser. That's going to be a 28.
That hits.
12 slashing.
I drop.
Fortitude.
This game is fun.
Think about using that OnlyFans.
Yeah,
I'm going to use my OnlyFans.
Okay.
This seems like a very heroic moment, don't you think?
Shut up, Kevin.
Can't wait to talk about this on the post show.
In 10 months. That's actually probably pretty short time, honestly.
So I'm at Juan hit point and fortitude again.
Yep.
Very good. I rolled a 19 on the die. 34.
Chaser starts to fall. Creature turns his focus away, not realizing Chaser manages to basically stabilize himself on one knee and stand back up.
Fuck you. Yeah.
And looks down the hallway at the asshole who's shooting arrows right past Organa, who it is terrified of, and launches two magic missiles.
Would you classify the creature as actually frightened? Like, not the condition?
No. Say that all the time to us. Oh, I'm frightened. Oh, okay.
That'll be 5 points of force damage.
Oh, that just changed what I was going to do.
And then the creature notices that Chaser has stood back up. And in Necrol, what is with these getting back up?
Hey, guys, you know what he said? Yeah.
Organa.
He said, what is with these guys getting back up?
Can't keep me down. Oh, my God.
Until next round.
Yeah.
I don't know what a round is.
Well, like round of a fight.
Yeah.
Like boxing.
I didn't hear no bell.
Damn right. I'm going swinging again. I'm going Chaser Rhyneford type on this bitch. That does seem pretty Chaser-like. 17.
17's not going to do it.
18?
No.
All right. 20.
20 is still not enough.
That's unfortunate, but...
You know what? That feels like Chaser.
But it's way better than my first roll, so... I'm going to stick with that die. Last action. Tumble Through is one action, right?
It is one action.
As part of a move action?
Yeah. Tumble Through is... it's an action with the move trait. You can move up to half of your speed through an enemy square if you beat their reflex DC.
Yeah, I'd like to move...
With your acrobatics check.
5 feet south of Chaser. I'd like to go ahead and give that a shot. Is it acrobatics or athletics?
Acrobatics. There'd be something separate to get up on the table, which would be 5 feet south of Chaser.
Lame. Alright, I'll just go 5 feet southeast of Chaser then. I'm not trying to get on the table. A lot of work. 15?
15 is not going to do it.
Bummer.
Just stop you where you are, basically. Like.
Yeah. Bumps you back here. Yeah.
Is Cosmo doing anything?
I'm conscious.
Doesn't answer the question.
Chaser.
Just drop already. Flurry of blows. Again. On the same one. A lot. It is... I'm so bad at math, guys. 35? 18 plus 16 plus 1. 35 on the first strike.
Critical.
Yep. Second one misses. I rolled a 2 on the die. I'm sorry, guys. I'm just really bad at math. 29 points of slashing damage. The magic resistances and undead and all that jazz.
Your second punch misses, but luckily your first punch at it is enough to knock it down, and your second one misses because you punch where its head was over it as the creature tumbles and falls backward pretty heavily into the floor.
Great. second action, I'm going to move. And I'd like to move away from the creature, more south, to get some space from it. Not over the table. I'll go around and then continue away.
Like west then south?
Yes. West, go around the table, then south. I want to go like around the square Cosmo's in.
Where are you going?
Like 20 feet away from it.
That's 20 feet away there?
That works.
My bag is still on the ground where I dropped it.
God, Rosman's gonna keep finding bags on the ground and he's gonna love it.
I'm stupid.
Yeah. Yeah, we were all thinking it, I think. I was like, maybe he has a third action to do once he gets over there.
I'm considering it.
You forgot to punch him, huh?
No, well, originally I was considering doing a heal again on myself. Yeah, I'll do it. I'll heal myself with another...
For another focus?
Yeah, for another focus.
Both
that means you can't get...
I know.
Oh, man.
He's using both of his focus points.
Mm-hmm.
It's risky.
Mm-hmm.
Rosvin.
Hey.
No, Kai strikes too, doesn't it? Or no?
I'm normal now.
You're just a human.
You know, we'll do that.
Your Stoked Flame Stance is gone too?
No, that's normal.
I'm going to go with a Hunted Shot, because that seems like the thing that I was doing before. First one's a 25. Second one is a 32.
That's great.
I'm doing math, I'm sorry. 23 and 12. 35. 35 total. He's still there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do it again. Well, not.
You can't.
I'm going to shoot it again. 21?
21 hits? Actually, no. 21 does not hit.
Did you add the plus one for the...
Because Organa's standing there.
I did, yes.
This arrow actually gets kind of caught in your hair and flips off to the side.
Last action.
Is that that one?
No, I rolled it a 11. It's a 24. It was 11. 11 damage.
Before your hair lowers back into the position, it was kind of floated away, and when the last arrow hit you, another arrow comes through the gap that was made, hits the creature in front of you, and that creature drops.
Fuck. Shit.
And that is where we're going to call this episode, guys.
Wasted that focus point.
What?
Looked like he knew something about my weapon, and I think maybe we should have gotten some information.
Someone's still dying. No. You stabilized?
Mike stabilized.
Could have fucking told me that. I would have...
Well, you were speaking some gibberish. I didn't know what the fuck you were saying.
But I did speak common also.
Well, yeah, but...
You could have just told
you,
me.
You know he speaks that one.
Yeah. I could have, like, asked him questions because I knew his language.
Yeah, that's fair.
So, like, you could have just told me. We would have, like, we could have tied him up or some shit and been like, where are the drugs?
I should have tried raging, too.
I just thought I was going to hit him with my tithe, to be honest, but it didn't work. I missed.
Yeah, you did hit it. I saw you.
Yeah, once or twice.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. Bunch of times.
Before we stop it, Organa, give me a perception check.
Is there, this for any certain reason, like initiative or are you looking for undead? Or
you can use your undead bonus to it.
Spells and abilities and with a negative subtype or...
You can use the undead stuff for it.
Say 22.
There's been a lot of shit going on, so you haven't really noticed until now, but these creatures go down there. You were here, the door opened, you felt the vibrations when they're here. These are gone, the vibration lessens. You can feel that the total vibrations that you've been feeling since you entered here seems to have been going down. You realize now that it seems that everything you've killed thus far that's been undead has been decreasing the level of vibrations that you've been feeling. That's what we're going to call it.
Yeah. Tyrant But Deadly is a production of Call Shots Entertainment. Pathfinder and the Pathfinder Adventure Paths are property of Paizo Inc. Music by Dark Fantasy Studio. You can visit our website at calledshotsentertainment.com, where you can also find links to our various social media pages and production outlets. You can also stop by our Discord. We'd love to chat. If you like what you hear, please consider sharing us with your friends and sharing a rating wherever it is you listen to podcasts. For Called Shots Entertainment, I'm Kevin. Later.